This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A Berlin hospital said in a statement Monday, Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has been removed from a medically induced coma and is responding to speech. The hospital has been treating Navalny since he was airlifted to Germany for treatment after falling ill on a Russian domestic flight last month. The statement says Navalny is being weaned off mechanical ventilation. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said Berlin has concluded Navalny was poisoned with Novichok, the same substance Britain said was used against a Russian double agent and his daughter in an attack in England in 2018. There is a behind-the-scenes debate within the German government over which sanctions should be applied to Russia because of the alleged Navalny poisoning. Leading German politicians want Merkel to abandon the multi-billion-dollar joint underwater natural gas pipeline project known as Nord Stream 2, linking Russia with Germany. They say it would send a clear message to the Kremlin that enough is enough. Moscow says it has seen no evidence Navalny was poisoned and shrugs off allegations Russian authorities were behind what Berlin and other Western governments say was his attempted murder. Monday, supporters of Julian Assange protested outside a London courtroom, calling for the WikiLeaks founder not to be extradited to the United States for leaking secrets about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many held placards reading, "Don't extradite Assange," and "Journalism is not a crime," as the 49-year-old Australian was brought to the Old Bailey for the resumed hearing. It is expected to last 3 to 4 weeks. U.S. authorities accuse Assange of conspiring to hack government computers and violating an espionage law in connection with a colossal release of confidential diplomatic cables by WikiLeaks in 2010 and 11. This is VOA News. Protests continue in two world hotspots, the United States and Belarus. Protests across Belarus entered their fifth week following disputed elections that left longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko in power for a sixth term. Shouting, "Go away," and "You're a rat," tens of thousands of demonstrators marched through Minsk Sunday calling for the president to resign. Some in the crowd waved red and white opposition flags. Police and army troops cordoned off the center of Minsk, but it did not stop protesters from marching to the vicinity of the president's residence just outside the city center. Riot police and plainclothes officers wearing masks and carrying thick batons tried to disperse the demonstrators using military vehicles, water cannons, and pepper gas. At least 200 protesters were detained throughout Belarus Sunday, according to a human rights organization and local media. Often violent demonstrations in the U.S. hit the 100-day mark in the state of Oregon. They've happened nightly since the death of African-American George Floyd while in police custody in May. Protesters against police brutality gathered Sunday night near a police precinct in the city of Portland. Molotov cocktails thrown in the street during a march sparked a large fire and prompted police to declare a riot. Across the country, in the New York City of Rochester, more than 1,000 protesters gathered for a march led by community elders Sunday night. It was the fifth night of demonstrations over the March death of Daniel Prude, a man with mental health issues who lost consciousness after police held a hood over his head. The mayor there says reforms are coming to the police department, and the police chief said he supports the need for reform. Campaigners are urging Australia to restart a refugee program that has left thousands of people stranded overseas. Australia closed its international borders in March because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Refugee Council of Australia has estimated about 4,000 refugees with humanitarian visas allowing entry into Australia are currently stranded overseas. They are unable to travel because Australia's international border was closed to foreign nationals in March to curb the spread of COVID-19. Somali health authorities say the number of maternal checkups and childhood vaccinations have plunged during the pandemic as many people fear catching COVID-19 at clinics and hospitals. Healthcare workers worry the lack of medical care for pregnant women and children could result in a wave of common diseases that take more victims than COVID-19. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.